The first reading is from Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Have you ever been stuck? Like, just not able to get where you feel like you need to be in life? Well, now, that experience is what's in the background in our readings, both from Genesis and from John this morning. Now, Genesis says that Abram, whom God would one day rename Abraham, left Haran when the Lord called him. But now here's what is absolutely fascinating to me. If you look back just a few verses before what we read, you'll find that decades earlier, Abram and his father, Terah, along with their whole family, had left the city of Ur in Babylon to go to Canaan. Now the big deal about that is Canaan is exactly the place that God is talking about when he tells Abram to go to a land that he will show him. In other words, Abram and his family had already been on the way. But for some reason, they stalled out in Haran. They stopped going to Canaan. Now, we don't know why they left Babylon or why Terah wanted to go to Canaan or why they stopped. But their journey was interrupted. They were stuck. They had settled for something short of the goal. Now I suspect that Haran is a place that we all have some familiarity with. See, when we were baptized, when we come to faith in Jesus, God calls us into the promised land of faith and hope and love. He invites us into the adventure of following Christ, and we become a part of God's rescue mission to redeem the world with His grace and truth. Now, Jesus calls all this by the name eternal life when he's talking to Nicodemus, because this is the kind of life that not even death can destroy. He also uses the phrase the kingdom of God, which I hope is familiar to a lot of us from back in the fall when we talked about it as shorthand for life the way God intends it to be, or life with Jesus in charge. This kingdom is freedom. It is abundance. It is peace, and it is joy. But let's be honest. I think it's safe to say that most of us don't experience our daily life as a death-defying adventure for the blessing of the world. We don't walk every day in the kind of power that Jesus calls being born from above. I think in a lot of ways, we are stuck and have ended up settling for something far short of the goal. And like Abram, like Nicodemus, who is interested in Jesus, but who can only come to him under the cover of darkness, we're not where we need to be. Maybe we've settled for the American dream of house and car and nice retirement instead of the kingdom of God. Maybe we're stuck in the rat race trying to get the faintest taste of that American dream. Maybe we settle for church membership instead of discipleship. Making it to worship when we can, praying when we think of it. We might be stuck in resentments and fears. Maybe our gears are spinning as we try to get more stuff instead of pursuing Christ. Oh, Haran has all sorts of streets and alleyways to it. We mistake lust for love. We settle for coexistence instead of being vulnerable enough to grow into real community. If you're bored or frustrated, if you feel trapped or dissatisfied, then that's a good sign that you're living in Haran. Now, it might feel safe, comfortable. It might feel suffocating, constricting. But it's definitely not the promised land. Haran is where the journey of faith stalls out. And we all pass through there at some point, but the truth is that what keeps us stuck there goes by the name of sin. And it might be fear of the unknown. It might be us not wanting to give control over to God. It might be that we simply want something else more than we want the life that Jesus offers. We don't want to give up time at the beach or sacrifice any cushion of income. We don't want to suffer the hard fight against temptation. Does any of this sound familiar? Because it's real for everyone. We've all got at least one foot in Haran, sometimes more. We're not yet living into the full reality of that new birth that Jesus freely gives to us. We're held back. The promised land is there. It's wide open. But our fear, our need for control, or at least the illusion of control, or our misplaced desires, keep us from walking in. We're stuck. But see, here's the thing. Jesus came for stuck people. God loves us even when we're stalled out, even when we're settling for so much less. And everything that keeps us out of that promised land, everything that blocks our entrance into life as God intends it, all of it is overcome by Jesus. As the Lord who defeated death, He is the one who is both good enough and powerful enough for us to trust more than we trust ourselves. As the Savior, the one who took on all the freedom-killing weight of evil when He was lifted on the cross, He takes away the power of sin and doubt to control us. And the life that He gives you is more worthy of your desire and of your striving than any human dream ever could be. In Him, you have nothing to fear, because He has died and risen again for you. And now not even death itself can defeat Him. Jesus is your ticket out of Haran. Are you scared of what that road might look like? Don't worry. The one who leads you loves you more than you could ever know, and He wants what is best for you even more than you do. Or do you maybe feel like Haran is, well, frankly, good enough? You haven't seen anything yet. When you walk this earth in the promised land of faith, there is adventure and joy beyond your imagination. Okay, well, are you worried about what you'll have to leave behind? Trust me, you can let it go. The need for control, the habits that die so hard, the pleasures or securities that feel so important but are really so fleeting. All that stuff is doing is just keeping your life smaller than what God intends. I know, this is hard stuff. Nicodemus wrestled with this whole idea of rebirth. Abram knew leaving home and everything that was familiar is a struggle. But it is worth it to follow the call of the Lord, to be led by the wind of the Spirit. Jesus is your ticket out of Haran. The Lord told Abram to go to a land that I'll show you. Jesus says the wind of the Spirit blows wherever it wills. So if we're going to follow Him into freedom and life, that means we need to renew our focus of attention onto Him. We need to listen to Him and become familiar with all the pathways of the kingdom of God by reading Scripture and letting it shape our thinking. We need to let Jesus decide what is truly important and what's holding us back. See, if we're going to make it out of Haran, it needs to be his doing, not ours. And so to rely on his spirit and not on our own strength, we need to turn to prayer and worship and fellowship. We'll need to find food and encouragement together at the Lord's table. See, Jesus isn't just the ticket out of wherever you're stuck. Jesus is also the living way, who will take you to the life that God created you to live. So trust in him. Listen to him. And rely on him. Whatever your Haran might be, he'll get you moving again. Follow him into a bigger life, a life of freedom and love, a life that will not end. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand.